This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I've been asked that this shiur should be dedicated to the memory of Yonatan ben Yosef, Hashem Yimkom Domov, whose 19th Yahrzeit is tonight and tomorrow. The halacha slot for this evening is entitled Sleeping in the Sukkah, a very interesting topic. It's not something that is as common as it is in Eretz Yisrael. Here in London and in many places in the Chutz Laretz, not all that many people sleep in the sukkah. The question is, why not? What are the heterim? What is the limud schus to explain why so many people perhaps don't? So let's take a look. The background is a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. If you look at the first box in the handout, if you're listening online, please email me, j.golker@gmail.com. The Gemara says, Tomi Rabbonu, Oichlin v'achilas arai, chutz l'sukkah. One eats a small amount of food outside the sukkah. One can eat. Ve'en yeshenim she'enas arai chutz l'sukkah. But you're not allowed to sleep, even a temporary short sleep outside of the sukkah. Two reasons are given for this in the Gemara. The first reason, Rav Ashi says, is gezeira shemi yirdoim. A small nap may turn into a longer nap, into a deeper sleep. The second reason given, says Rava, is ein keva l'shena. There's no such thing as a short nap. There's no shear for sleep. Sometimes a power nap can be very, very effective. And therefore, there's no shear for shena. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens this. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Reish Lama Tessif Beis says, Oichlim Meshaisim Yishenim B'sukkah Kol Shiva. One should eat, sleep, drink in the sukkah all 7 days, bein b'yom, bein b'layla, day or night. Ve'ein yishenim chutz l'sukkah, afilu shenazar. And you shouldn't sleep even a short nap outside of the sukkah. So again, the question is, if it seems quite a clear, open and shut case in Shulchan Aruch, why actually is it that not everyone does it? So let's discuss some of the possible heterim. Let's see if they stand up. The first possibility, the first limud zchus, is a prima garden. The prima garden says, Yesh Omrim, Arai is kuf amma, the time it takes to walk 100 amas. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Mem Dalet, Sivkot Dalet, defines this as a very short amount of time, approximately a minute, just under a minute. And therefore, for a very short nap, literally a 40-second, less than a minute dremel, a little nap, that would be okay. That's not even considered a sheinas arai. But efshe hu adin in sukkah ki agavna, and maybe in respect of hilchas sukkah, that is true. There, one can ask questions on this, and I heard this question from Arya Leibowitz on this prima gavdim. He said an interesting point. There's a famous Bala Ma'ar. The Bala Ma'ar at the end of Maseches Pesachim says this. This is the next, I've got it on the sheet, the next box. Yeshalim. People ask the following question. Bachilas matzah. When it comes to eating matzah, I know it's sukkahs, and we're not talking about matzah, but their question is this. How come? When it comes to eating matzah, matam, einonu mevarchim alei kol zayin, kamoish mevarchim al sukkah kol zayin. Every time, Mitzvah Shem, from tomorrow night, throughout sukkahs, we sit in the sukkah, we'll make a leishev basukkah throughout the 7 days of sukkahs. Yet, when it comes to eating matzah throughout Pesach, we only make the brach of al achilas matzah on Seder night. We don't make it throughout, even if we eat matzah. We make hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Why? Says the Bala Ma'ar, the yesh lahashiv lefisha odom yochu b'shay yomim la'amot bole achilas matzah. Because on Pesach, one can go 7 days, apart from the night where there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, one can eat non-matzah foods, etc., etc. You can eat meat, fish, and other things. Masha'ein kein besukkah. In contrast to sukkah, she'ein yochel la'amot bole shena gimel yomim, it is impossible to go 3 days without sleep. For who chayev leishim besukkah v'letayabon, a person is obligated to sleep in the sukkah and to spend time there. And since it's physically impossible to go 3 days without sleep, therefore, there's no possibility of not spending time in the sukkah. Zeh tam shemavarchin ala sukkah kol zayin. That's why we say the brach of leishim throughout sukkahs. Ve'im mavarchin al matzah kol shiv v'tam nochem, who says the Bala Ma'ar. This has a resonance to a Gemara in Sukkah Nun Gimel, the end of Maseches Sukkah, towards the end. The Gemara says the following: Tanya, Omer Yeshua ben Hananya, Kesha Yinu Smechen Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara describes the joy and the excitement of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara says that we were so, it was such a busy time, Lo Ra'inu Sheina Be'ineinu. We didn't have time to sleep. It was just too much going on. Kate said, how did we spend our day? Shah Rishon Tomid Shalshacha. The first hour of the day, we brought the Tomid Shalshacha, the carbon Tomid of the morning. Misham the Tefillah. From there, we went to Davin. Misham the carbon Musaf. Then we had to do the carbon Musaf. Misham the Tefillah Samusafin. Then we Davin Musaf. Misham the Beis Medrash. Then we went to learn. Misham the Achila Vashtir. Then we ate and we drank. Misham the Tefillah Samincha. Then we went to Mincha. Misham the Tomid Ben Abayim. Then we did the Tomid Shabin Abayim. Mikan Ve'elach the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And in the evening, in the night, we had the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And therefore, we didn't have time to sleep. Says the Gemara, really? Aini? If a person makes a shvua that he's not going to sleep, you give him, for 3 days, it's impossible for him to fulfill that. And therefore, you give him malka straight away for a shvua shav, for an inappropriate shvua, which he cannot keep. And therefore, he can go to sleep straight away because that sort of annuls his shvua. So you see that the Gemara asks a question, how can you say that for 7 days, throughout Sukkot, lo ro'inu sheina be'ineinu, because it's impossible to go 3 days without sleep, says the Gemara, elahachi ka'ama, lo ta'amnu tam sheina. We didn't have a proper sleep. We sort of just dozed for a few moments on our friend's shoulders, just sort of catnap, just for a short amount of time. So you see from this Gemara that it's possible to catnap, to take a power nap, even if for a short amount of time, to just literally put your head on your friend's shoulder and to fall asleep for a few moments. And therefore, it would be possible, according to this Bala Ma'ar, to go for a longer period of time without sleep. So that is difficult, according to the Prima Goblin, who says that a very short nap is exempt from the sukkah. Okay, that's a kasha on the Prima Goblin. What other heterim are there? Well, the two main heterim are brought by the Ramah. Let's take a look at the bottom box. The Ramah says, in Hilchas Sukkah, Simon Tofresh Lamatesi face, Umashe Nagin, Lahokel Achshav B'Sheina, why people are makel nowadays to sleep outside of the Sukkah, to sleep in bed, in their bedrooms as normal. She'en Yeshena B'Sukkah, Rak HaMadaktakin Mitzvahs. Only those people who are very scrupulous in mitzvahs would sleep in the Sukkah. Yesh Omrim, perhaps one can say, Mishon Tzina, it's too cold. Because it's a difficulty for a person, it's a trouble, a pain for a person to sleep in very cold climates. And therefore, in the same way that if it was minus 20 centigrade degrees at home, you would find somewhere else to sleep. Well, so too, if our sukkah is very cold, you wouldn't sleep there either. So that's the first famous heter that the Ramah says, Mishum Hatzina, because of the cold. There is another heter. And that is ish for ishtay. The Ramah continues there. V'li nira, he says, and appears to me, mishum de mitzvah sukkah ish ubeisai, ish for ishtay kederach shudar kol hashana. There's a din of teishfu ke'en toduru. One should dwell in the sukkah like you dwell, you know, all year round. And therefore, v'makum sheyuchel ishtay mishtay, if a husband is unable to sleep in the sukkah with his wife, she'en lo sukkah miuchedes, that he hasn't got a specially sort of private designated sukkah, then potter, he would be exempt from sleeping in the sukkah. The toivla hachmer v'liyos sham in ishtay kamosha dar kolashon. And it's preferable to be machmer, to be stringent, and to try and get a private sukkah if at all possible. And therefore, since for many people, the possibility of sleeping in the sukkah together with his wife is not really realistic, not practical, therefore there is that heta of the Ramah as well. Now just by the way, interestingly, the Taz on this halacha says, what is the reason for it? Why? Just because you can't sleep there with your wife, what is the reason that that exempts a person from sukkah? So the Taz says the following, to give a reason for not sleeping in the sukkah, because the Gemara says, shluchei mitzvah, someone is on a mitzvah mission, then he's exempt from sukkah, because Oseh mitzvah, potam la mitzvah. And the Gemara gives the example of Rabbi Bar Afuna, Rabbi Chiya, Shehochu Lekava Pnei Ramiel, Hayushenim Chus Sukkah, and they would sleep outside of the Sukkah because they were Shluchei Mitzvah, they were exempt from it. But Hachanami, here too, Namisha Nosu Isha, someone who is married, Shechai V'Samech, is Ishta Beregel, he is obligated to bring joy to his wife over Yondav, Kedele'el, Besimen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, like it says previously, but Noshim Paturus Min Ha Sukkah, and women are exempt from Sukkah. In Cain, Main Eretz Lifus Mi Ishtai, Mikri Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore to spend time with his wife, therefore is considered the Dvar Mitzvah. And therefore, Al Cain Potim La Sukkah, Belayla Beshema, etc., etc. Now, he adds a very interesting point, which I don't think is so well known. The task continues. Vafilim Ishtai Nena Tahira, even if his wife is a Nena Tahira, she is a Nidha, and they can't have physical intimacy, they cannot be together anyway, Mikol Makum Shayach Simcha, it's still, this reason still applies. Because Keshabai Le'ima B'cheder, when his wife, when the husband and wife share the same bedroom, and they enjoy each other's company, yes, she may be a nidda, but there is the Simcha of each other's company, and talking and sharing each other's company and time, Kedis of the Gemara, and he proves it, because the Gemara says, interestingly, Osa Leishen, Lishen, it's forbidden, the Gemara says, to sleep in a room where a husband and wife are in that room. And the Gemara continues, even if the wife happens to be a nidda, etc., etc., and it's still considered inappropriate because the husband and wife won't be able to talk to each other privately, intimately, etc. And therefore, the Taz is of the opinion that it's basic mitzvah, potim, and mitzvah because they are considered shluchei mitzvah. However, interestingly, Rav Avadya Yosef in Chazon Avadya, he rejects this because he says that the mitzvah of sleeping in a sukkah is bein odom lemakom, and the mitzvah of the somach beishtai esishtai is bein odom lechaveirai, and the rule of osig mitzvah does not apply. But that's just an aside, and those are the two main heterim. There is another heter, and that is that it could be that sleeping in the sukkah is dangerous. How so? The Ramal says in Tofresh Mem Sif Dalet, and it's the box number D, in also mitchilas b'mokam shemitztai b'achila b'ashtia or b'sheina, if a person makes the sukkah at the outset in a place where it is, you know, difficult for him to eat there, sleep there, or drink there, machmas t'misyare milistim oiganovim, because he's scared of robbers, bandits, kashil b'sukkah when he's in the sukkah, eina yoitz b'oiz sukkah klal, he's not yoitz in such a sukkah, etc., etc. Therefore, it could be that a person is too scared, is dangerous, and therefore is exempt from sukkah on that ground. One other possible heter, and that is, what if a person says, I've got a very small sukkah, and it's just too squashy for me to sleep comfortably there? Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, again, it's the Ramah in Tofresh Mem Sif Dalet, he can't stretch out there in the sukkah. It's too squashy, it's too tight. That's not called mitzta'eh. He's obligated to still sleep there, even though it means he's got to be a bit squashed up. The Mishnah Berurah says, why? Because sometimes people sleep like that. They sort of curl up in a smaller sort of ball type shape. I'll prove it to you, says the Mishnah Berurah, because the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 by 7 tochim, which is very small, you know, a couple of feet by a couple of feet. A person can't properly sleep there unless he squashes himself up. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, someone who is m'unuk, a delicate person, and for him, he determines that it would be considered mitzta'eh for him to sleep in that fashion. He is potter, he is exempt from sleeping there. So there we have possible exemptions from sleeping in the sukkah. Of course, l'chatchila, it's the most beautiful thing to do, to pull a mattress, a zed bed into the sukkah. It's part of the sukkah excitement and fun. And if it's at all possible, one should certainly aspire to do that. That is the clear implication from the Gemara and from the Shulchan Aruch. However, as I said, there is certainly limud zchus for those who cannot. The two key exceptions are tzina is too cold, and I must say, in some climates, sometimes it's too hot. There have been those instances for those in Eretz Yisrael without air conditioning. Sometimes in the day, it can be very, very hot. And the second possibly is ish v'ishba, as the Ramah says, that if there isn't a private sukkah available, then that could be a possible heter as well. Just as an interesting anecdote, Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned he heard from Rav Tendler that Ramosha Feinstein was always very excited to come to Monsey for sukkahs to spend time with his daughter and son-in-law Rav Tendler, because he could sleep in the sukkah. And he would say that in Russia it was too cold for him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah sleeping in the sukkah. And in Ramosha's home in Lower East Side, it was too dangerous to sleep in the sukkah. And therefore he was very excited to come to Monsey to be able to Mekayim this mitzvah. And indeed the Tendlers especially built a sliding roof in their dining room when Ramosha was older, and they were worried that it would be difficult or too cold for him, etc. So that's just an interesting anecdote. But as I say, ideally one should certainly try and be Mekayim the Mitzvah in the fullest extent possible. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.